أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا يزال الذين كفروا في مرية منه حتى تأتيهم الساعة بغتة أو يأتيهم عذاب يوم عقيم. الملك يومئذ لله يحكم بينهم، فالذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات في جنات النعيم، والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا فأولئك لهم عذاب مهين. صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the revelation of the Qur'an, the recitation of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, and the doubts that are cast into the hearts of those who disbelieve in the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues speaking about these doubts in this ayah number 55 of Surah Al-Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَزَالُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِّنْ, that those who disbelieve continue to be in doubt with regards to this, with regards to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regards to the Qur'an-i-Kareem, the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these doubts continue حَتَّى تَأْتِيَهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتَةً, until Qiyamah comes upon them suddenly. They will be doubting with regards to the various aspects of the deen of Islam, Iman that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has spoken about, etc. And one important aspect that we should remember with regards to doubt, that even if a person has Iman, and that person has doubt with regards to aspects of our Imaniyat, then that doubt leads that person to kufr. It leads that person to disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the very beginning of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes all doubt. Allah ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, that is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which there is absolutely no doubt, because doubt leads a person to kufr. Iman is that a person should have, and together with Iman, a person is supposed to have yaqeen. We are supposed to be convicted to our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, حَتَّى تَأْتِيَهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتَةً, this doubt will continue until Qiyamah comes suddenly upon a person, until death comes suddenly upon a person. أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمٍ أَقِيمٍ, or the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes upon that person, and this day on which the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes is a day on which there is absolutely no escape. So the day on which there is no escape, that azab will come upon the person. The ulama have explained that the azab on the day of which there is no escape could refer to the azab of this world. One, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the azab upon a person, that person cannot escape from the azab of Allah. And secondly, there is no escape from the day of Qiyamah. Al-mulku yawma idhin lillah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the day of Qiyamah, and Allah ta'ala says that the mulk, the sovereignty, the kingdom on that day belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us ownership of various things, and that ownership is a purely superficial ownership. Whatever I own, whatever you own, whatever the kings of this world own, all that is a superficial ownership. The real and true ownership is of that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-mulku yawma idhin lillah, that the kingdom, the sovereignty on that day belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means that man will have absolutely no ownership whatsoever. And this is the meaning of the ayah in Surah Al-Fatiha, Maliki yawmiddin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the master, Allah ta'ala is the owner of the day of Qiyamah, means that you and I will have absolutely no ownership whatsoever. We need to think about this all the time, that on that day, we will be standing in front of Allah, we will not be owning our own clothes, we will not be owning even one thread, we will have not a single coin to our name. On that day, everything will belong to Allah, there will be absolutely no superficial ownership also. يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ, on that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will adjudicate, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will judge between mankind. فالذین آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فی جنات النعیم. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rule will be this, that those who had brought perfect iman in Allah in this world, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they practiced righteously according to the commandments of Allah, there was ikhlas, there was sincerity, there was iman in their practice, it was according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ, they will be in gardens of bliss, gardens in which there will be very great ni'mats and very great boons and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, and those who disbelieve and they refuted our signs, our ayat, فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, then for them on that day is عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, will be a punishment of disgrace, and that will be the real disgrace. The real izzat belongs to Allah, the real honor belongs to Allah, and the real disgrace also belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu wa la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.